This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Share trading in New York was subdued ahead of Thursday's referendum in Britain. There are also some not terribly encouraging signs about the health of the US economy for investors to digest. Doug McIntyre at the financial news website 24/7 Wall Street told me more.
A little bit of gloominess about the referendum. There's a lot of gloominess about the IMF came out with a report and said that the U.S. economy was growing slower than had been expected. And then Janet Yellen's testimony was not really bad, but is grim to the extent that she said the Fed really can't do much more, so let's hope that things get better on their own.
Yeah, this is the head of the U.S. Central Bank. She's playing down the risk of a recession, I think.
She's playing down a recession, but she's saying things are very mediocre and I don't think they're going to get better.
And elsewhere, there was quite a big fall in the share price of the electric car company Tesla. About 10% its shares were down today. What was going on?
Well, the guy who is the head of Tesla, Elon Musk, is the controlling shareholder of another company called SolarCity, and they're both listed on the NASDAQ. So he came up with the idea that Tesla ought to buy SolarCity for $2.8 billion. Now, SolarCity lost over $100 million last quarter, and, you know, it's a solar panel business, and there's no indication it's ever going to be a big business. So investors in Tesla said, well, this isn't right. This is self-serving. You own a piece of this company. And, oh, by the way, it's not a very attractive company either. So there are a lot of charges of conflict of interest, and one company that's relatively new in Tesla buying another one that's relatively new and maybe not promising caused investors just to dump the shares.
Doug McIntyre. The Dow ended down a third of a percent at 17,780.